It's good to see you all, and we are expecting more people to come later tonight.
首先呢，非常高兴的又见到了各位，还有也非常高兴的能看到一些新朋友的到来。那我们还会有陆陆续续的，还会有一些弟兄姐妹会过来。在等待的途中呢，我们就可以一面进行我们的圣经的学习。
So let's start with a prayer.
那首先让我们以一段祷告开始今天的课程。
Dear God, we have come here because we love you.
亲爱的天父，我们来到这里是因为我们带着一颗爱心，带着一颗爱您的心来到这里。
And we ask that you will open our eyes that we might understand your word.
祈求你能够开我们的智慧的双眼，让我们了解到圣经上面所说的一些经文的一些意思。
We ask that we will understand more about your Son, Jesus.
我们祈求您给我们聪明的智慧，让我们更了解耶稣基督他的一些行为和他的一些智慧。
Please help our faith to grow.
请帮助我们的灵命成长。
And we pray that your special presence will be here with us.
我们也祈求您的圣灵可以与我们同在。
And we thank you that we all got here okay.
我们感谢你让我们的路途来这里的路途当中能够平安的到这边来。
And we pray that you will be with those that are still traveling to be here.
同时我们也祈求你能够守护和保护那些即将到来的弟兄姐妹。
We ask that you will hear this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
请求您听垂听此段祷告，是以奉耶稣基督之名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Okay, I wanted to give a summary of what is the gospel.
那现在我们先来总结一下什么是福音。
Now here in Matthew 4 verse 23, we read that Jesus.Preached the good news or the gospel about the kingdom.
大家可以看一下马太福音chapter 4.
Yeah, verse 23 of Matthew.
第四章二十三节。
So you can see it here in the Chinese that he preached the good news or the gospel about the kingdom.
大家可以看一下马太福音第四章二十三节解释了什么样子。怎样的一段讯息可以被称作为福音？
So the word gospel means good news.
那福音呢，就是如果你解释很直面的表面的一个意义的解释，就是说一段好消息。
The good news is that Jesus is coming back to earth to begin the kingdom of God here on the earth.
那这个好消息就是说有一日耶稣基督会重新回到这个世上，会重新回到这个地球上来履行他的阿爸父的上帝在这个地球上面需要履行的一些责任和义务。
Now the Bible is the word of God.
那我们说圣经就是神的话语。
And the message of the Bible is all about this coming of God's kingdom.
那整本圣经它主要是谈论的就是将来未来的天国的讯息。
And right at the beginning of the Bible, we have this message, and it goes all through the Bible.
那大家在读圣经的时候，从第一章，创世纪一直到最后的最后一章，都可以读到每一个章节都可以读到有关于将来临天国的这样子的一些消息讯息。
Now, on the desk here, there are these Bible timelines that were drawn by Cindy's mother. And you can take one. You see the whole Bible history goes all the way from Adam right through to the New Testament.
大家手上都拿到了这个小册子啊。那这个小册子上面就是一个时间表。然后告诉你时间表告诉你什么呢？大家可以一个一个来看一看，就是说从亚当夏娃时期，也就是差不多是在 B.C. 公元前三千多年的时候，三四千年，一直到我们现在的公元后的两百年。 到新约的时期，这些就是这里的时间表。虽然是英文的，但是它写的比较简单嘛，大家看一看，然后对照着圣经读一读，还是蛮有好处的。
So when Adam and Eve sinned, the beautiful world that God had created became spoiled.
那当在旧约创世纪当中，亚当和夏娃在花园里面偷吃了禁果以后，那整个世界就开始堕落了。
But God made a way of escape. He made a promise.
但是同时，那神不会眼睁睁的看着这个世界在堕落，他对此可以说是有一个重新写了一份救赎的计划。
And that promise was that in the end, all the problems that had come upon the earth would be taken away.
那这份救赎计划呢，就包括比如说像在以后世界上所出现的一些各种问题，战乱、纷争、气候的一些变化影响，都会被一股神秘的力量给它一下子拿走，就是。也就是说，这个世界上有一天将会变成像天国一样美好的地方，没有任何的战争、疾病、分离。
So God told them that they must not eat of a tree in the garden.
那其实在亚当和夏娃在偷吃禁果之前，神已经告诉他们，就是说你们不可以偷吃那棵树上面的果实。
But the snake said, no, no, he said to Eve, no, no, you can eat it, that's fine, it's not a problem. And so she ate of the fruit of the tree.
那蛇其实也就是撒旦的化身骗亚当和夏娃说，那他其实去一开始是从夏娃作为一个切入口去骗夏娃说，没关系，神虽然说是不让你吃，但是你吃了以后也没有关系，所以夏娃就跑去和亚当说，那你去吃那个树上的果实吧。
And so God judged them.
所以神就为此做出了一个对他们的一个判决。
Well, let's read. Here we have Genesis chapter 3. Let's read from verse 14 down to verse 19. From 14 to 19. Can one of you read that out loud from the screen?
这个是创世纪第三章的14节到21节，那我们请一位帮我们读一下14到19节。
Well, maybe Junior can read.
Okay. 从14节到19节，耶和华神对蛇说。你既做了这事，就必受诅咒，比一切的牲畜野兽更甚。你必用肚子行走，终身吃土。我又叫你和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。女人的后裔要伤你的头，你要伤她的脚跟。又对女人说，我必多多增加你怀胎的痛楚，你的生产儿女必多受苦。你必恋慕你的丈夫，你的丈夫必管辖你。又对亚当说，你既听从妻子的话，吃了我所吩咐你不可吃那树上的果子，地必为你的缘故受诅咒，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。地必给你长出荆棘和棘来来，你也要从田，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
Thank you. So we all suffer and we see suffering all over this beautiful world and we ask, why is this?
那每每当我们看到这个世界上充满了各种各样的一些苦难的时候，我们总是问自己，为什么会是这样子？
Why is it, verse 19, that we must work hard and we die, we go back to the dust?
那在这里18、19节就向我们解释了，那比如说像我们必须要汗流满面才能糊口，我们要非常努力的工作，那我们最后还是要归于尘土。
Well, the Bible says that the reason, the first reason for all this is because Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden.
那最主要的原因还是这个亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里面犯罪了。
And we are suffering the consequence of what they did.
那我们现在可以说是在背负亚当和夏娃犯的原罪的这些结果。
In the same way, as often children suffer the consequence of their parents' sins or failures.
举个例子说，中国有一句俗语叫父债子还，其实也是一定就是相同的道理一样。
But there is hope in all this.
但是并不是说一切就这么绝望了，那神给我们的一个救赎计划就是我们的所有的希望。
In verse 15,God says that the snake and the woman will always fight each other.
在十五节的时候，圣经上面指出蛇，特别指出蛇和女人的后裔要彼此的伤害。
And the son or the descendant of the woman will hit the snake on the head.
那又说到。你要伤他的脚跟，你这里的话就是说女人的后裔要伤蛇的脚蛇的后裔要伤女人的后裔的脚跟。其实这里面是一个隐喻，到底它是什么意思，我们待会就会揭晓。
And the snake would bite the foot, the heel of the son of the woman.
那继续又说那蛇的后裔要去咬女人后裔的脚跟，也就是刚刚我提到的。
So in that verse, we have an explanation of the whole struggle between good and evil, which there has been all these generations.
那其实这就是我们世世代代所经历的邪正和邪这两方面的，他们在不断的斗争。
The special descendant or son of the woman is Jesus.
那刚才提到了，那这个女人的后裔到底是谁呢？其实女人的后裔一直到下面你要是通读一遍圣经的话，你知道它是指的是耶稣基督。
Just quickly, Galatians 4 verse 4, God sent his son who was made of a woman and lived under the law.
这个是加利略书第四章第四节，直至时候满足，神就差他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
So then, the snake represents sin.
那蛇的化身也就是邪恶以及撒旦的化身。
And there is always a kind of conflict between those who believe in Jesus and those who are of the snake, who are in sin.
那在属灵的人和就是我们通常说的属灵的战争，就是说有属灵有灵命的人和一个撒旦之间的。因为撒旦他会去引诱人犯罪，所以经常包括我们基督徒也有很多的时候是有内心的战争的。
Now, when Jesus died on the cross, he destroyed the power of sin.
那可喜的是，就是耶稣基督在十字架上死去的那一刻，他把我们所有的罪都带走了。
That was when the son of the woman destroyed and hit on the head the power of sin.
那这也就是这第十五节说到的，就是说那女人的后裔要伤你的头。他的意思就是女人的后裔是谁？是耶稣基督。那伤谁的头呢？是伤蛇以及撒旦的头。就因为耶稣基督在十字架上死去的时候。把所有的罪都毁灭了，都砸碎了，所以就是说，他要伤你女人的后裔，要伤蛇后裔的头。
So here in Hebrews 2 verses 14 and 15, maybe you can read that.
那现在是希伯来书第二章十四到十五节，儿女既要有血肉之体，也要照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌权的，就是魔鬼。并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
So when Jesus died, he destroyed sin, the power of sin.
所以刚才提到了，当耶稣基督死的那一刻的时候，他把所有，罪的以及掌握我们能够控制我们去犯罪的那些魔鬼一些以及其他一系列的一些邪恶的力量都毁灭了。
So this then was the fulfillment of this promise here in Genesis 3 verse 15 that the son of the woman will hit the head, will destroy the head of the snake.
所以我们经常说，那旧约有很多是预言，那新约写记录的是耶稣基督一生就一样一样的实现了旧约的一些预言。那我们现在看的这些都是旧约的预言。那当耶稣基督他死的时候，也就是把这些预言全都实现了。
But it says here that the snake would bite the heel or the foot of the son of the woman.
但是为什么又说那蛇的后裔要去咬女人后裔的脚跟呢？
So I think that that means that sin and the power of sin temporarily wounded Jesus. Didn't totally destroy him, but wounded him in that he died and was dead for 3 days, but he resurrected.
那他个人的理解就是说，那也可能是罪以及邪恶的这些魔鬼的力量，那他们暂时的毁灭了耶稣基督，那也只是暂时的3天时间，因为还记得吗？耶稣基督是死了3天以后复活，所以就是它代表一种象征的意义，就是暂时的毁了，伤到了他的某一部分，那也可能是他的脚跟的部位。
So.All this sad situation that happened or has happened on this earth will be changed eventually.
但是所有这些不幸的事件都会在天国到来的那一刻将会做一些很大的改变。
And the message of the Bible is that the Garden of Eden will be restored here on the earth.
那整个的圣经的预言就是说伊甸园有朝一日将会在地球上被重建。
And so that's why Jesus preached the good news about this kingdom which is to come on the earth.
所以耶稣基督的一生也都是在传授给大家以及他的一些周围的一些人吧，告诉他天国的好消息，也就是福音。
So that's why I said this is a theme that runs all through the Bible, right from Adam and Eve right through to the end.
所以整本圣经贯穿的一条主线就是天国的福音。
NowLet's have a look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 8.
我们现在来看一下加勒太书第三章第八节。
I'd like to read that in Chinese.
第八节并且圣经既然预先开明，神要教外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国都必因你得福。
So,The gospel, the good news of the kingdom, the gospel was preached to Abraham.
所以天国的福音首先是由神传到了亚伯拉罕那里。
So if you look at your Bible timeline, you see you've got Adam and Eve, and then you've got Abraham. Also back there in the Old Testament.
大家可以再继续来看这个时间表看看亚伯拉罕在哪里呢？来看一看
So if we can find out what God told Abraham, we can understand what is the gospel.
所以其实只要我们知道认真去研读圣经，知道神告诉了亚伯拉罕什么，那我们就知道了那到底什么是天国的福音。
So in Genesis chapter 12,
在创世纪十二章
Yeah. Verse, okay. Let's look there at verse 6. Verses 6 and 7. Abraham was moving around the land, which is now Israel. At that time, the land did not belong to Abraham.
那这段说亚伯拉罕曾经在旷野里面，就是游荡。那些游荡的地方，也就是今天的以色列。但是那个时候，那块地还不是属于亚伯拉罕的。
So he's walking around this land, and verse 7, God says, I promise that I'm going to give this land to you and to your descendants.
那这时神就有这样子的话语来到亚伯拉罕的脑里面，是说，那我就要把这块地给你以及你的后裔。
Now a little bit later, he says something else. Genesis 17, verse 8, I will give to you and to your descendants this land in which you are now a foreigner. The whole land of Canaan, or Israel, will belong to you forever, and I will be their God.
那然后创世纪17章8节又说道，我要将现在你居住的地，也就是迦南全地赐给你和你的后裔，永远成为你的业，我也要必作为你的神和他们的神。I
will give to you and to your children this land forever.
那再重复一遍，就是说神做出了这样子的一个承诺，他要把这块地赐给他亚伯拉罕和亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So the concept of everlasting life, eternal inheritance, begins in the Old Testament.
那所以就是说，这个永生的这个概念，其实是从旧约创世纪时代就已经开始这样子一个永生的概念。
But later on, God says, this is Genesis 22, 17 and 18, I promise that I will give you as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. Your descendants will conquer their enemies. All the nations will ask me to bless them as I have blessed your descendants. If you'd like to read 17 and 18.
那接下来在创世纪上面又提到了，论福我必将赐大福给你，论子孙我必要子。 必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星、海边的沙。你的子孙得因必得这仇敌的城门，并且地上的万国都因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。So
then Abraham is told that he's going to have many children.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕，那你的子孙会很多。And
he's going to have one special son.
尤其是他将有一个特别的儿子子孙。
And he and his children are going to live forever in the land which God has promised him.
那因为他们听从了神的话语，所以他和他的子孙将永远的常住在那一块土地上。
Let's read here Galatians 3 verse 16. God made his promises to Abraham and to his descendant, singular. The scripture does not use the plural descendants, meaning many people, but the singular descendant, meaning one person only, namely Christ.
那我们再看一下加勒太书3章16节，所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕的子孙说，神并不是说众子孙，指的许多人，乃是说你的一个子孙，就指着那个人就是耶稣基督。
So then, a special descendant of Abraham is Jesus.
那所以这个最特别的子孙，亚伯拉罕的子孙就是耶稣基督。
But who are these many children?
但是，是不是说只有一个这个子孙，然后其他的人都不管了呢？
Let's read now from 27, 28, and 29 of Galatians 3. All of those that were baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. There is now no difference between Jew and Gentile, slaves and free, men and women. You are all one in union with Christ, and if you are Christ's, then you are the descendants of Abraham and will receive what God has promised.
那还是在加勒太书3章27节，那我们其他人，我们的凡人怎么办呢？ 这里写得很清楚啊，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。 并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们的在耶稣基督里都成为一了，也就是说我们大家都会有救。
So what did God promise Abraham?
那大家有没有记得神之前应许了亚伯拉罕什么呢？
He promised him the eternal inheritance of this earth.
那神承诺了，就是说他要给亚伯拉罕以及他的子孙一块地，并且他们会永远的住在 这块地上。
He promised him eternal life.
并且还要给这些人永生。
And we can become the children of Abraham if we are baptized into Christ.
但是作为我们怎么办呢？那我们可以通过受洗的这个方法来作为来变成，比如说这里写的很清楚，就是归入基督的，披戴基督的。
Because then all that is true of Jesus becomes true of us.
因为我们受洗归入基督了，那所有基督可以就是可以有的，神对耶稣基督有的一些承诺，那我们都可以享有。
If he was the son of Abraham, so are we.
那如果说耶稣基督是亚伯拉罕的子孙的话，那我们也是他的子孙。
So God will look at us as if we are Jesus.
神也会对像对耶稣基督基督一样对待我们。
We who are sinners, we who are so weak.
那其实我们本身是有罪之身，那我们本身我们的灵命也很弱，有的时候还会犯罪，但是神会一视同仁的这样子对待我们。
It's as if he says in verse 27, we are clothed with Christ.
那在英文当中就是说，如果你受洗以后，那你就是披戴了，穿上耶稣基督的，好像是一件保护的衣服一样。
As if we have put on white clothes.
就好像比如说我们穿上一件衣服耶稣基督穿比较喜欢穿白颜色的衣服，那穿上这件衣服以后，神就能认出来我们是谁。
And that's why I always encourage people to be baptized into Jesus.
那所以我也经常，当然他也自己也经常鼓励大家能够积极的来受洗。
Because there is no other way for us to be associated with this wonderful plan that God has been developing right from the beginning.
受洗是一个能够接受神、接受基督作为他子孙的一个非常好的办法。
So then, very often in the Bible, we meet this idea of inheritance.
那我们刚才提到了一个概念，就是继承以及后裔的这个概念。
Matthew 5 verse 5.
马太福音五章五节。
Blessed are the humble, because they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们将继承神所承诺的之地，也就是迦南之地。
They shall. Does it say that in Chinese? They shall inherit the earth.
Yeah. More or less.
The earth, this world, was promised, but it was promised to Abraham and to his children.
那在中文当中，是英文当中是继承，然后中文写成承受。
And if we are baptized and we are in Christ.And we are connected with the family of Abraham, then this earth where we live is ours.
那其实在就是讲到底，也就是当我们受洗以后，那我们就是心中，我们生命中有圣灵的存在，有耶稣基督与我们同在，那我们就可以享受到和耶稣基督一样的一些待遇，也就是神的儿女。
And so that's why we pray. Here we have Matthew 6 verse 10. Your kingdom come, so that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那这个是我们的一段主导文里面的一段。 就是愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在天上，如同行在天上啊、地上，天上地上。
So when God's kingdom comes, when Jesus comes back, then it will be as if heaven is on earth.
嗯，那也就是比如啊、也就是说，当天国降临的时候，那我们整个这块地方，大家想象一下，也就是天国，而不再是非常脏乱的地球。那这时神的旨意，那就会行驶在他的大能，他的灵魂就会行驶在这个星球上。
And we who sit here in this room, we really can be there.
那当时啊、到时候我们大家啊、如果就是成了神的儿女以后，都会在这个天国里面。
It's in the Psalm 37:29, the righteous shall inherit the land and live there forever.
诗篇三十七节，义人必承受土地，承受土地就是继承土地的意思，永居其上，也就是永远居住在那里。
Again, the idea of inheritance. And if you inherit something, it means it was promised to you.
那这里再次强调一下继承的这个意义，也就是说，如果你继承了，就好像你继承一份遗产一样，就说有人承诺把这份遗产给你。
So then, God has promised us everlasting life here on the earth.
所以神给我们的承诺就是说，我们会永远居住在这里，并且享受着永生。
God told Abraham to walk around the earth, and he said, "This land that you're walking around in, this is yours."
那神在啊、亚伯拉罕时代的时候就跟亚伯拉罕说过，那你在周围走一下，在所有的迦南地走一遍，那你所有行道的地方，将来都会被你继承。
And it's the same with us. This land where we are standing at this moment, this is ours.
那同理可推得，那我们现在脚下的这块土地，以后永远都是我们的。
And for most people, they have no hope beyond their grave, beyond their death. So it's very important to buy what you can, to get what you can now in this world. But for us, we have the perspective of God's kingdom in front of us.
那一些不信神的人，或者是没有信仰的人，他们没有天国的概念。那他们更着重的是眼前的一些利益，怎么样吃得更好，住得更好，然后穿戴得更好。但是我们因为知道了天国的信息，那我们知道我们将来以后还会有更好的这个永生等待我们，所以我们的眼光会更加的长远一些。
And it's all a bit of a fallacy anyway that you work all your life to buy this piece of land and you say this is mine.Yes, it's yours until you die.
那又是回到了这个啊、继承的概念，就是说你继承一样东西，一直到你死后，你还会有这样一样的东西。
And yet, God is promising us this this earth forever.
但是记住，就是神把这块星球，把这块空间永远的给我们继承。
Now there are many descriptions of what this kingdom of God is going to be like.
那我们下面再来仔细的通读一遍圣经，看看有哪一些经文是对这样子天国做了一些详细的描写。
Okay, here in Isaiah chapter 2, it says, "On the last days, the mountain of God's house will be established above the hills; all nations will flow to it."Many people will go and say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain of God, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us of his ways. We will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, the word of God from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will decide concerning many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation," etc.You like to read that from verse 2 to verse 4?
以赛亚书二章二节到四节，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万岭，万民都要归流这地，必有许多国的民前往，说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安。耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷，
他必在列国中实行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，那他们也不再学习战事。
So, Jerusalem is going to be the capital of God's kingdom.
那在这里说的天国的首都，也就是耶路撒冷这个城。
Now that is a literal location here on the earth.
那的确在地球上也有这样子一个城市存在，它的名字就叫耶路撒冷。
And all the problems that there is, that there are on this earth, military problems, fear of self-destruction, nuclear war, destruction of the planet, global warming, etc. All this is going to be answered by the return of Jesus to establish God's kingdom on earth.
所以说当有一天天国降临的时候，那现在我们所面临的所有问题都不将成为一个问题。那我们现在面临的非常多的一些问题，像全球变暖，然后各地的军事战乱，以及全球气候的一些杂乱无章，这些问题当以后天国降临的时候都不会成一个问题。
Now, I know that sometimes we have to interpret the Bible figuratively.
那我知道有的时候我们在读圣经的时候，那要读不懂不仅是要去读通它的一些表面的意思，那它深层的一些比喻我们也要去读通。
It seems to me that these promises are to be understood literally.
但是神做得很好，就是说当他在给出这些承诺的时候，没有让我们去猜到底是什么样子的，而是给的非常非常的详细。
So, for example, verse 6, the wolf will dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the cow and the bear shall feed together, the child will play with the snake, they shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. This is all describing how the curse that came upon the earth in the Garden of Eden is going to be taken away.
那以赛亚书十一章六节到八节全部都是描述的非常详细。那怎么样？六节到九节，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草，与牛一样。吃奶的孩子必玩耍在蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上。在我的圣山遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。
We do not have to fear the future of this planet, and we don't have to fear our personal future.
那所以说，信神的人都不太在意自己的安危。
Because God has a plan for the world and for us personally.
因为我们始终相信，神不仅是对我们每一个人，而且对整个星球都会有他的一个很美好的计划。
Seems to me that so many people are looking for the end of the rainbow. You know what I mean? The rainbow, yeah, it finishes there, and you go there, and there is no rainbow. Ah, it finishes there, but actually, no, there is nothing there, just a tree.
那很多人都在这个世界上追求一些比较虚幻的东西。那当时在这里举了一个例子，就是彩虹的另一端，最末一端的它的一些它的一个比喻的意思，就是说很虚幻美好的东西，当你去真正的找到，才发现原来这些东西是不存在的。
If only people think, if only I can get qualified, I can finish my university, etc.
那时常大家会想，如果这样就好了，如果那样就好了。比如说，如果我读上大学就好了，如果我是有钱人就好了。
If only I can get a good job.
如果我有找到一份好工作，那就好了。
If only I can get married.
如果我结婚了，那就好了。
If only we can have children.
那如果我有了孩子，那就简直是太美了。
If only we can have a car.
那再加上一辆车的话，那我就可以到处走一走。
If only we can have a nice apartment.
或者是我们盖有自己的一些我们自己的房子，甚至别墅。
If only we can have a bigger house.
那有房子还不行，还得要大一点的房子。
And then your time's up.
但你想着想着，你就会发现啊，原来自己是在浪费时间。那很快你的生命也就结束了。
You're 60, 70 years old, and you get sick, and that's it.
但你想的同时，那时光转瞬即逝，你可能一边想着，那转眼间你就一下子六七十岁了，那你也快到了生命的尽头。
It always amazes me reading the biography of very, very rich people.
那当看他自己每次在读一些富人写的自传的时候，都会感触很深。
They make $1 million and they want $1 million and another and another and another.
那当他们在人生的某一个时刻发掘到第一桶金的时候，可能是$1,000,000，那他就会在不断的去。想着下一个$1,000,000，再下一个$1,000,000，再下着一个$1,000,000，直到有一天，这些数字对于他来说只不过是数字，而不是其他的一些东西了。
For 2 years, I lived in Africa in a small village, very primitive village.
那丹肯曾经在非洲的一个非常原始的部落村落当中生活了2年的时间。
And they asked me several times.Is it true that in Europe there are rich people that have everything, that have cars, that have houses, that have electricity, that have water running in taps, that have everything? And is it true that those people kill themselves?
那当地的一些村民，他们也很可怜啊，他们的生活很贫苦，他们有一天会去。跑到当肯那里去问他，这是不是我们听说到一些事情，不知道是不是真的啊？就是在欧洲，人们都很有钱，他们会有自来水，会有食物，会有房子住，会有车，但是他们好像活得不是很开心，好像是在慢性自杀一样。
I said yes, it's true. People commit suicide.
然后当肯就回答说，是的，不仅是慢性自杀，那有些人还会去真的是去自杀。
And for them, in their culture, suicide was unheard of, actually.
但是在非洲很少会有自杀的人。
So we all know that wealth does not bring happiness.
所以我们大家都知道一个非常基本的一个原理，就是有钱并不能够给你幸福。
We all know that poor people living in some dumb village in the middle of nowhere, that poor people can be happy, and that rich people are often not happy.
大家都知道吧？就是说，那你有钱并不能代表就是你能够幸福，或者是说你幸福了，但是你不一定会有钱。
We know that, but we still want to chase the end of the rainbow.
那其实这个显而易见的道理大家都知道，但是我们每天还会有这样子的一个属灵的征战，那去要求去要我们去追寻那些比较虚幻的东西。
So then the good news of God's kingdom is that Jesus is coming.
那天国最好的一个消息带给我们的就是说，神耶稣基督他会再回来到这个地球上。
That the kingdom of God is going to come on this earth, here in China, here on this earth, all over the earth. This planet is going to have the kingdom of God on it forever and ever.
那有朝一日，这个地球上就是会变成神的天国，在中国这块土地上，在整个地球上。
And we decide today in this life.If we want to be there.
所以今天我们要做一个决定，我们是否要在那里出现，我们是否要进天国，与神在一起享受着永生的这么好的一个礼物。
And the way to be there is through being in Christ, by baptism into Christ, by remaining in Christ.
其实如果你想在天国里也非常简单，因为当你刚才也提到了，就是要与耶稣基督做一个联系，怎么样去做这个联系呢？那受洗是一个方法。
So, I don't know if you have any questions or any comments on all that.
那我们暂时讲到这里的话，不知道大家对刚才讲的内容有没有什么问题？
Actually, I have tour with my, like, back in Wuxi, we, like, have a fellowship, and we were discussing one day about this topic. And, like, many people have different interpretations, you know, about the God's kingdom. And we were talking about that point, and, you know, people had different opinions and different comments about that. And I still, like, sometimes I still ask myself, okay, how is it going to be?Like, is it going to be in the heaven, or God is going to just change this, renew this earth, and, you know, change this earth into heaven? So, like, in the Bible it says sometimes, I mean, it says in the Bible that children of God will fly, you know, in the air and welcome Jesus and, you know, sing songs there in heaven. But some people, you know, talk about that.That this earth is going to be renewed, and if Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, so he's going to just renew this earth, there will be a new earth, new sky, and that is going to be our heaven. So, I just want to know, like, what is your opinion about this, like, where is God's kingdom going to be on this earth, or in the heaven?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, I gave my reasons there for thinking that the kingdom of God will come here on the earth because the Bible reveals God's plan with the earth, and it all started in the Garden of Eden with the sin of Adam and Eve damaging the whole planet, and God's whole purpose is to return the earth to how it was before Adam and Eve sinned. June, you want to translate?
Mm.
Danish, special Danish. 那刚才 Danish 问了一个问题，就是说，因为他在无锡也去参加过一些教会的聚会，那他们在教会里面会经常讨论一些关于很多话题，那其中这个天国就是其中的一个话题。那他们知道天国这个是有相当有争议的一个话题，很多人有他们自己不同的想法。有人觉得天国可能会是在天堂，就是在天上，因为圣经当中也有曾经提到过，就是说神的子女会在将在那一天被提升到半空当中去迎接耶稣基督的重新返回。那很多人都觉得是不是有这样一个天堂会被新造出来，还是耶稣基督会返回到地球上来重新，就是说把一切都毁灭，然后重新建造一个和亚当夏娃在那伊甸园的那时候美好的世界。那 Duncan 他的认为是，那耶稣基督会回来，而不是就是说会重新造一个天堂一样，就是在天上天堂的一个地方。那耶稣基督会回来地球上去毁灭这个，先毁灭所有的东西，不好的东西，所有的罪，然后再重新造出一个美好的世界。
So yeah, I think the kingdom of God is going to be on earth, but the kingdom of heaven comes to the earth. That Jesus is coming from heaven to earth.
所以当前他认为就是说，神有一天会回来到地球上面，那所有的一切罪恶都会被毁灭，那所有的一切都会回复到原先圣经在创世纪描述伊甸园的时候的那种状况。
I have another question. Before Jesus came to this God, you know, came personally to talk to his, you know, prophets and people at the time, like in the Old Testament. And then there was a gap. Then God sent Jesus.And when, you know, after Jesus was resurrected, Jesus went back and he sent Holy Spirit. You know, so it means like God is always here with his people. Now, when God's kingdom is going to come, like Jesus will come himself, is he going to be here in this earth forever with his people? Or is he gonna just like, okay, come and present himself as God, as a king, and then leave back to the heaven? How is it gonna be at that time?
Translate.
那他接下去又问一个问题，就是说，那当天国降临的那个时候，神会是以什么样的一个状态出现在我们面前？因为圣经当中从旧约到新约都就是神，他会有不同的就是不同的这个化身吧出现。那比如说在旧约里面，创世纪里面就是神亚当和夏娃会直接和神对话，然后在那个新约里面就是耶稣基督，那就是也是神。三位一体，那其实都是神，圣父、圣子和圣灵。所以就是说，在整本圣经，神是有是以不同的身份出现的。那但是他们都是神。那丹尼斯问的问题就是说，当天国降临的时候，神将会以一种什么身份出现？他会是，比如说，他出现以后会离开我们吗？还是永远和我们在一起？
I think the wonderful thing about Jesus coming back is that we will forever be with him. That we will always be with him.
Duncan 说有一段就是对福音一个非常好的解释，就是说当神回来以后，再次回来以后，他会永远和我们在一起。这个其实也是他给我们的一个承诺。
Okay, here...First Thessalonians 4 verse 17, so shall we ever be with the Lord.
那在这段圣经里面说，那我们最后一句话我们就要和主永远同在一起。
So we will always be with Jesus.
那我们永远都会和神、耶稣基督和圣灵在一起。
But...Because our nature will be changed, maybe the significance of personal presence will be less different, let's say.
但是因为到那个时候，就是天国降临的时候，我们的本性也会被改变，因为我们之前的本性是有罪的。但是到那个时候，我们本性就会被完全的改变，所以那个时候可能就不是所有的事情都是就好像都是关于我自己，而是更关乎于神的了。
It's like now, I am here, you are here, we are together. I go outside, I go out the door, we are not together anymore. But that's because we are human.But when our nature is changed and we become like God, that idea of I am now not with you, that will be different. See what I'm saying?
举个例子说，那可能大家平时对这个你的人现在在哪里，就是有一个非常精细精准的定义，比如说。现在你在这里，那我在这里，所以我们俩同时在这个屋子里。但是如果当肯走出这间屋子里的话，那就是我们在这里，当肯在外面。但是那个时候到天国降临的时候，当肯他自己的理解是，大家对这个身体所在的某一个位置的精准度，以及也就是说广义上面说的就是关乎自己的事情，将不会追究的那么深究了。那其实更。大家因为在圣经当中有读过的话，应该知道在天国的那时候都是，有唱赞歌，然后去歌颂神的大能，去歌颂神的爱。所以那个时候大家的注意力都不在你、在我、在他、在谁的身上，某一个人的身上，而是都在神赞美神的那一个事情上。
So Paul, he writes to his friends in Corinth, and he says, "I know that I am not here in the body." But I am present with you in spirit.
在哥罗哥林多前书第五章第三节上面写，这是那个 Paul 使徒扫罗写的给他们的给其他使徒的一封信上面写，我身子虽不在你那里，但心却在那。
So when we will be changed when Jesus comes back?We will become spiritual, and in that sense, we will always be present with each other. It doesn't mean we will be one and the same as each other. We will still be individuals. But in some sense, we will always be present. So I don't think it will be that I am with you now, then I'm outside the door and I'm not together with you anymore.
所以就是再回到刚才那个问题，就是说到底神是与我们永远在一起呢，还是神在天国回来的那一刻他会又回来跟我们在一起一会，然后又回到某一个地方，其实那些都不是非常重要的，最重要的是那你的灵魂是在一起的。那也就是说到那个时候，我们所有的人都是属灵的，那我们属灵，我们的心在一起，所以那时候神并不是说他会，有可能你不是真的是看到神在那里，但是你知道他的属灵在那里。
Any more questions or comments?
I have a question about baptize.
Sure.
For explain it more practically, Chinese.
Okay.
就是我有一个疑问，就是关于这个受洗的疑问。就是受洗的话，就是因为耶稣当他在十字架的时候，他已经把我们原罪已经给可以说免去了或者是什么，但是呢现在受洗，按照邓肯的说法，就是如果我们受洗了，那我们就能跟上帝在一起，能跟上帝亲近，然后可以进天国，可以见到上帝。那么这个受洗是洗的我们那个属灵的罪，还是洗的我们身体的罪？如果说我仅仅是受洗了，那么就是在受洗完以后，我没有去按照主耶稣去做，或者按照上帝的话语去做去行事，那么这个时候我们也能够去进入天国吗？然后就是这个受洗，就是用我们那个数学上的那种观点，是个充分条件，还是个必要条件，还是个充要条件？
这个问题你去年好像问过吧？
问过，我还是研究一年。
这个问题好像去年问过。 The same question from last year,
which is
that after the baptism, one people get baptized, because according to the Bible, which he read, is that because Jesus Christ has been crucified on the cross. And at that precise moment, our sins have been washed away. So if we baptized, should we get physically baptized, or should we say it is our spirit was baptized by the same action that Jesus Christ has done to us by crucified on the cross?
Every example of baptism in the Bible is of literal dipping in water.
那圣经上面所说的受洗就是说要用水蘸头这样子。
So that literal physical action represents something.
所以可以说是身体上面，就是你刚才说的是到底是属灵的受洗还是身体上面的受洗，其实两者都有。
So, if you look at Romans chapter 6,
我们可以看来看一下罗马书第六章。
You want to read from verse 3 to verse 5?
第三节到第五节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的式样，像基督耶稣借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Thank you. So then baptism is like a burial, that we go into the water, that's like death with Jesus, we come out of the water, it's like resurrection. But we still have to do that physical action of baptism.
所以受洗就像一个比喻的形式，就是说你和你的罪和耶稣基督一起被 被钉在十字架上面死了，然后被安葬在土里，然后就是说你进水的那一刻，就是象征着你和你的罪死了以后被安葬在土里，然后在你出水的那一刻又象征着耶稣基督死后三日复活。
So Jesus was baptized himself physically in the water.
耶稣也是在水里面自己给自己受洗。
And when he came up out of the water, then the Spirit of God came upon him.
这个是马太福音三章，是就说了耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来起来，天突然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在了他的身上。
But he still, he had to do that physical act of baptism so that the Spirit came upon him.
所以就是耶稣在受洗过了，自己给自己受洗过了，就他那个头低到水里面，然后又起来。
Maybe let's just read here from John chapter 3, verses 3, 4, and 5. Verily, verily, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus says unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Verse 5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So then, there is the literal birth of water in baptism, but there must also be the spiritual rebirth.But it's not just the spiritual rebirth. There must be the birth of water first. I don't know if you want to read those verses and explain that.
那我们看约翰福音三章三节，耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见到神的国。”尼葛底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹中生出来吗？”耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵重生的，就不能进神的国。”那第五节也很好的解释你的问题，就是说水就是代表你，就是你要自己身体上面要去进水，你要去受洗。那同时你的灵魂，你的圣灵，就是你的灵性上面也会重生受洗这样子。
继续哈，就是两种情况。第一个就是说你受洗，只是受洗了，其实又回到那个因信称义上面。难道我仅仅信就能称义吗？还是说我信完以后我要去做，这个信就是足够就去称义了吗？还是说我信完以后必须还要去做，要两个加起来才能信？就像受洗一样，我单独念它的英语的话 except one， 实际上它是一个必要的一个条件，就是说你想重生，想进神的国，那么你必须去受洗也好，去重生也好。但是如果说你仅仅是受洗，仅仅是重生以后，就能进，一定能进神的国呢？
So what happens after we get baptized? Should we do literally according to the Bible to be a just and be very spiritual person and cannot commit anything in our daily life, or we can still commit some things once for a while and then repent in his name?
After we're baptized, we will still sin. We still sin. I sin. We all sin.
因信称义这个为什么说是因信称义呢？就是人不可能不犯罪，你受洗前和受洗后你都会犯罪。
The difference that baptism makes is that we are covered in Christ, and therefore God looks at us as if we are his son, Jesus.
但是受洗就是说我们一旦受洗了，那身上就好比披上了一件衣服，那这件衣服是以耶稣基督的名义为我们穿着的。
We get baptized not because we are now good enough, but because we realize that we have a need for forgiveness.
所以说，不管你是受洗还是没有受洗，或者是你有没有受洗过，受洗以后是犯罪还是没有犯罪，说到底都不是非常紧要，因为你刚才也提到了因信称义， 那其实救我们的不是我们的行为，而是我们的信仰。我们是相信还是不相信？
Jesus said that he is a doctor and he came for the sick, not for the people that thought they were good enough.
耶稣基督曾经在新约当中 提过很多次，那他来这个世界上不是为了义人而来的，而是为了罪人而来的，不是为了健康的人而来的，而是认为而是为了生病的人而来的。
Not
come. Jesus also said that he did not come for the judgment, but for the healing.
To save people. He's the friend of sinners.
所以耶稣基督也曾多次在公开场合说他是罪人们的朋友。
So baptism is not a sign that I think I am now good enough for God. No.
So
you're not good enough for God ever.
受洗不管是其他不管是受洗还是其他任何一种宗教的行为或者是宗教的仪式，或者是在某一个教会当中他的一个教牧人员的他的头衔多大，都不能代表这个人是否已经无罪是无罪之身了。所以就是说。返回来说，不是说我们因为我们非常好，所以能够成为基督徒，所以能够上天国，所以能够进天国，而是因为我们有这样子的一个信仰，我们相信，真真实实的去相信。
但是我觉得这样的话是对自己的一个不负责任。你觉得你受洗了，你信了就可以了，那就可以进天国了，你就可以不去注意你的行为了，就是在自己的行为上面不去约束自己。我反正已经信了。那么信了就进天国了，而没有去注重，就像那个佛教里面的去修炼。
嗯，
我觉得这个应该是比信还要更关键的一个。
But he thinks that it will be better for you to practice according to the Bible after you get baptized.
Of course.
最好那是理想状态。
But our motive.For being good or trying to be good is because he has accepted me. Because he's accepted me, therefore I try to please him. Because I love him. It's as simple as that.
所以简而言之就是说你相信比如说儿子相信自己的父亲有这么样一个父亲那从而尊重他想讨好他所以父亲很开心接受儿子，其实是一个非常就是这么一个简单的道理。
Not because I think I must be good, I must be good, but because that's a very poor motive. We're not strongly motivated enough. But because he has already saved us in prospect, we are willing, therefore, or we want to please him and to do what we can to please him.
那所以。就是说我们的动机是什么也是很重要的比如说我们是因为什么样子的动机来信基督是因为我们想进天国吗还是因为我们就是把它当成一个财神想发财还是因为我们是真真实实的信我们动机还是很重要的而神是能够看透我们对所有事物对所有人的所有动机的一个神奇的。
Any more？
其他有没有什么问题
？Okay, let's eat now downstairs.
嗯，那我们现在大家肚子饿了吗？我们可以。
Actually, we have lunch. Maybe they don't available. I don't know. I have to check it.
Oh. Well, anyway, we will meet downstairs because if we don't eat there, we will eat in KFC.
Okay.
Let's meet downstairs now for eating. And breakfast, we will have breakfast at 8 o'clock.
那我们现在今天晚上的就结束了吗
It's too early for you, 8 o'clock. We can do later if you want. Meet at 8:30 if you want.
So, tonight is...completely.
我们好像在七点半继续。
Oh, we after dinner we will continue.
I think you are all tired from your journeys.
Yes.
Yeah, no, okay, no. After we eat, we go to sleep.
那今天的学习就到此为止。那我们先下去到大厅集合，然后大家一起开开心心吃一个饭，互相认识一下。明天早上8点在楼下吃早餐，可以吗？
But what time do you want to have breakfast? At 8 or 8:30?
8点或者是8:30，大家觉得哪个时间更好？
8 is fine. It's okay.
Okay. So,
8点新来的两位8点可以吗？
没问题。So we'll meet downstairs for 8 o'clock for breakfast. And, well, shall we go downstairs now? Well, let's meet downstairs in 10 minutes.
这样子好了，大家可以先有10分的活动时间，然后10分以后在大厅见，好吗？
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.